Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. The Business Connection showcases the best of Colorado Springs businesses, their products and services, and the people here who serve you. Now, here's your KRDO Business Connection host, Ted Robertson.
Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson, and joining me in studio today is somebody more special than I've had the privilege of being around in a long time. Not that there's not a lot of special people around here, but Barbara Myrick is especially special. How's that, Barbara? Welcome to the Business Connection studio.
Well, good morning, Ted. Thank you for inviting me today.
You are a treat to talk to. We've had a nice conversation before we came on air this morning, and you've shared a lot with me, and I think you're a gracious and generous person for having done so. The name of your company is B&M Construction, and you are not your average contractor. You've attained the status of what is called A1 in certain circles, which means you can do what?
I can build skyscrapers, which I'm excited about, but I can just build about anything here within the city of Colorado Springs.
Which is a wonderful thing. And you come from an interesting background, and this is what really resonated with me in a lot of different ways, because you came from a big family. You have your roots in the deep, deep South at a time in our history that was a little rough, and I'm sorry to under-exaggerate that. It's hard to, there's no way to overstate it. It was just, those were hard times for your parents, for your big family, 13 of you all told, and you yourself came through those rough times in an interesting way. I want to get a little personal here. Tell me about those two people in your life that gave you a little bit of news that changed your whole life.
So I grew up in the city of Newark, New Jersey, where today is still a lot of poverty. And I come from a family of 13. And we grew up on welfare. We grew up on food stamps. We grew up on the cheese and peanut butter lines. Also, went to school in Newark, always struggled with, is there a better way out? Is there a better life? And I had the opportunity, some would say it wouldn't be an opportunity, but I had an opportunity to stay in an orphanage when I was a child and got assigned a caseworker. His name was Mr. Burke. And he showed me a different side of the world. He took me to Radio City Music Hall, and I saw the Rockettes, and I saw the Rockefeller Center, the tree lighting. And then he gave me this big old doll one day and for Christmas, and he said, oh, this doll will walk for you. Well, the doll didn't walk. I had to drag it. But he instilled in me life. He said, there's another side to this, you know. And then I wind up going to, it's called a school in Newark, New Jersey, Madison Avenue Annex, and I had a teacher by the name of Miss Jackson. And she inspired me because she was an African-American teacher, but her husband was a police officer. And Newark at that time couldn't, they renovated our classroom, but they could not afford anyone to come in and clean the classroom. So she talked to all the students and said, how about this? If I get you to clean the classroom, I'll bring you guys to my house for dinner. Boy, that was so exciting to go to her house for dinner. And just to watch a family, it was just her and her husband. And then one day she just said to me, you know, you can be anything you want in life. You just have to work hard. And so it took a caseworker and a school teacher to inspire me.
So making the case for caseworkers and school teachers, sometimes it is a very small thing that leads to such big things. And in your case, that's particularly true. Let's back up a little bit and talk about B&M Construction. You work primarily in government circles, is that correct? You're doing government contracting?
Correct. We do a lot of federal work. I got into the federal market in 2005. Mm-hmm. Did not know about the certifications that are for disadvantaged people within this country, especially minorities. And so I had a contracting officer at Peterson Air Force Base, Jim Reed, tell me about it. And so I wind up getting my 8A certification and mm-hmm. then my SDVOB certification, which is Service Disabled Veteran Owned Business, mm-hmm. and moved up within the government ranks and started working at Fort Carson for a contracting officer by the name of Robert Mills.
Which is kind of an interesting way into that world, because in my own experience, moving in those circles for a little while myself, you start out connecting yourself to prime contractors as a sub, and you kind of work your way up and through from there.
Correct.
In between now and the time those two people in your life told you that you can do this and showed you what life is like on the other side of that world that you were living in, you went into the service.
I did. I went in 1980 to get out of the situation I was in growing up in Newark, New Jersey. Jobs are hard to come by. And it could be just a depression state if you don't have that mindset to do something better. So I went into the military and was stationed at Fort Jackson, South Carolina. Then came back, started out in reserves. And then I just said, no, this is not for me. And then went regular Army and wound up changing my MOS to air traffic controller. And then got stationed here in Colorado Springs, Colorado. And I've been here since 89.
Yeah, see, we got to keep you. We got lucky, didn't we?
And you did.
That really intrigues me that you became an air traffic controller, because that is multitasking on steroids.
It is. And trying to keep track of the dots on the screen is enough to drive you nuts. So it's a high stress job. So I commend those that do it every day to keep our airways safe while we're flying.
Yeah, that's a tough, tough job. And you're dealing with all kinds of interesting situations and a lot of drama, I'm sure.
Yes, a lot of drama.
Well, and all of those things. So your background, big family, poor town, almost no opportunity at the time. Two bright spots in your life tell you that you can. Somebody takes you to their home. Somebody else exposes you to the arts. And as you described it, the other side of life. And when you saw that, you grabbed onto that and you haven't let go.
No, I haven't. And I love what I do. And I have a passion for it. But there's also a purpose for my business. It is to inspire others, but it's also to provide opportunity for those that have no hope, you know, and those that can't go to college or their parents can't afford to go to college, or those that need second chances in life. Those that may have spent time in the correctional system, mm-hmm. that needs jobs. Not that they can get on everything that we do or every contract, but to afford them opportunity to tell them that life can be better. And though you might have made a mistake along the way, you can fix it and move on.
You've seen it.
I've seen
it. You've lived it.
Absolutely.
You've experienced it.
Yep.
And you know what's in their hearts, don't you?
Yep. I can tell.
Those people that come to you and they say, I want to do this and I want to do it right. Mm-hmm. You're going to grab those folks. You're going to, I can just imagine, you probably give them a big fat old hug and say, let's get started.
You know, I try not to give them a hug the first time. I just, but I do encourage them to move forward with life and not get stuck there.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You have recently been appointed by the governor of Colorado to a 3-year term as the advisory council on the advisory council for Colorado minority business. And so you're leveraging your success not only to help people who are down, you're giving them a way out and up. Talk about how this will help that and help other people in your situation.
So my appointment with the Minority Business Office means so much to me because it not just addresses minority. It addresses the whole communities within Colorado, from the rural community to the urban community. And it gives people access to things that they may not know about. And the opportunities and the certifications and the things that the state offers, from the free training,
mm-hmm.
and free webinars, and the investment that the state of Colorado is willing to put into people. So that attracted me to that board, and I think it's just an awesome board, and they travel all over the state of Colorado to encourage people to open businesses, to encourage people to keep their businesses and show them how to sustain their business and address their finances and marketing. So it's just a really good organization.
You have mentorship in your heart and your soul, don't you?
I love people.
I can tell. With about 45 seconds left, you're listening to Barbara Myrick, who is the president of B&M Construction. Learn more about B&M at bmc-i.com. That's bmc-i.com. 30 seconds. Barbara, this happened so fast. A couple of quick takeaways.
What I would say is if you have a dream and you want to do it, go after it. You'll never know if you fail if you don't try. And then surround yourself with people that will encourage you, But then people that will tell you, nope, this is not a good move or that is not a good move. And I think if you believe in yourself, you can do it. And you have faith to believe, you can do it.
Barbara Meyer, president of B&M Construction, very much a self-made woman. You honor us today. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for inviting me.
And that's it for this edition of the KRDO Business Connection. We'll be back next week at 7 o'clock.
You've been listening to KRDO's Business Connection, Sunday mornings at 7 on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM.